odds and win. Lovers they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, stand on our ground and we won't give in. Swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
Some for you, and now a little for you. Ooh. No, I didn't forget you. Come on now, drink up. You want to get big and strong, don't you?
Vicky?
Yes. What am I doing?
Are you talking to your plants again? Vicky, you've been cooped up here too long.
Oh, Jack, you're not going to believe what happened today.
What?
I got a $25 a week raise.
Really? You hear that, Spiffy? We're rich!
I think we gotta celebrate.
Good idea. Let's go slip into something more comfortable.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Why not?
That's why not.
Mr. Brevin, what are you doing in our bedroom?
I wasn't in your bedroom. I was checking that leaky pipe in your bathroom. It's all taken care of, Victoria.
How'd you fix it so fast?
I put a pan under it.
You what?
Daddy.
Victoria, I will call a plumber first thing in the morning.
Good. And while you're at it, could you have someone fix the rail on the fire escape? It's loose.
Oh, certainly.
Thanks.
He did put a pan under it. What happens when it's full?
You empty it.
What?
Jack, did Victoria tell you about her raise?
Yes, she did.
$25 a week.
Yeah, that's $100 a month.
And they say the computer will replace the human brain.
I'll be right back. I'm going to change.
Oh, good. I'll come help.
Jack, I was going over our books this afternoon.
Oh, do we have to talk business now?
No, of course not. But according to my calculations, with her raise, Victoria is now making more money than you are.
So?
So, doesn't that bother you?
No.
Bother most men.
What?
No.
Why would it bother most men?
Well, you know how most men are. They like to feel that they're the breadwinners, that they wear the pants in the family.
Are you saying I don't wear the pants around here?
I usually catch you without them.
You know,
of course, I know it hasn't been easy trying to keep up with my daughter.
Keep up?
You know how most women are when they're so bright and so well-educated. They can't help being competitive.
Wait a minute. I'm not trying to compete with Vicky.
That's probably the best way.
Look, Mr. Bradford,
I know what we can do to celebrate my raise.
What?
We can go out to dinner and then maybe dancing.
Isn't that kind of expensive?
I'm treating.
What a generous offer, sweetheart.
I don't want to go.
Okay. Then what do you want to do?
I don't know. I thought maybe we'd stay home and watch some television.
Oh, there you go. Spoiling her again.
I have an idea. Why don't we play that trivia game you bought?
Great!
I'll get it.
All right.
Not for me. I have to be running along. Hope you're a good loser. Victoria, congratulations on that raise. I am very proud of you. But then I'm proud of everything you've done.
Good night, Mr. Bradford.
Almost everything.
Your dad is pushing me right toward that edge where I might do something strange.
Jack, just forget about him.
I'm gonna forget about it.
Let's play the game.
Vicky, have you ever played this before?
Yeah, once. It was a long time ago, though. I don't really remember all the rules.
Oh, really? Well, I'll tell you something. I better go first, you know, just to remind you how to play.
Okay.
But I've got to warn you, Victrola, you are in for a rough evening.
Oh, feeling lucky?
No, luck has nothing to do with it. Here we go.
Okay.
Three. One. Geography. Hit me.
What is the world's longest river?
Oh, I know that. I know it. It's on the tip of my tongue. Don't tell me. What is it? No. You can give me a hint. No, don't give me a hint. You said longest river or widest? Because I know the widest. That's the, that's the other one down in Mexico. The longest. What is it? What is it?
The Nile.
The Nile! I was going to say Nile.
Okay, I'll give you another question.
No, 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 no. You go ahead. It's your turn. The Nile.
Science.
All right. Science. Mm. Name the inventor who harnessed the power of steam.
What?
Name the inventor who harnessed the power of steam.
What?
Don't stall, Vicky. If you don't know the answer, just admit it.
I do. It's James Watt.
Good guess.
I get paid.
Let's go again.
Okay. Robert Louis Stevenson.
Well, sure. How do you know all the answers to these?
Oh, it's just luck. I'm getting questions about things I know.
Yeah, maybe you won't be so lucky on this next one. Go ahead.
Okay. Transportation.
Okay. What is the safest form of travel in the world?
Oh, that's easy. I don't know.
It's airplanes. Boy, Vicky, if anybody, you should know the answer to that. Tough break. Sports! We're in my area. Come on, fire away. Let's go.
In chess, what is the Petrosian Gambit?
What?
No? He invented the steam engine.
What kind of a question is that?
Chess
is a sport. Sports is baseball or football.
Okay, you're right. It's a bad question.
Bad question.
Why don't you spin again?
Spinning again. Politics. I'll get to that.
Okay. Who is President Reagan's chief economist?
Karl Marx.
What? Karl Marx is Reagan's chief economist?
I thought you said chief communist. Vicky, if you're going to play this game, you got to learn to speak more clearly.
Jack, Karl Marx is the answer to the next question.
Are you saying that I looked at the answer? You're going to sit there and accuse me of cheating?
I'm not.
Look, I really don't want to play this anymore, Vicky. I just don't have any more concentration.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, go in the bedroom, watch a little TV.
Oh, there's a carnival at the beach. You want to go?
A carnival? What are we going to do? Ride the merry-go-round?
Jack, there's a lot more to do than that. It says here they have games of skill. Shooting gallery, pitch of baseball, test of strength.
Pitch of baseball? Oh, look, Vicky, pitch a baseball.
Oh, you want to try?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, well, then
well if you insist,
the...
I'll pitch a few.
Yeah, step up there. $1 gets you 3 chances to win a teddy bear for the little lady.
Yeah, well, put some traveling music on, Maestro. That little teddy's going for a ride.
All right, all you got to do is knock down those bottles with any one of those balls, and the teddy is yours.
Oh, that doesn't seem so hard.
It's harder than it looks, Vicky. Here, stand aside. I need a little elbow room here.
Good pitch, Fernando.
Are these balls regulation weight? You know, it feels about an ounce light. You know, I have to adjust for that.
Ooh, strike two!
That doesn't count.
Why not?
Because I didn't throw it.
How do I know?
You got two eyes, don't you?
Yeah, you got two strikes.
You got an attitude problem, buddy.
I know.
This is a carnival. You're supposed to be festive.
So what is that?
All right. Just a good thing that I thrive on pressure. When the count is 0-2, Tripper goes for his money pitch.
Strike three.
Oh,
the agony of defeat.
Right, it is harder than it looks.
Don't
patronize me, okay, Vicky?
I'm not.
If you think it's so easy, why don't you go ahead and try it? Here.
I don't want to try.
No, go
three
ahead.
Balls for the lady.
Right there. Go ahead, Vicky.
Okay. Have fun.
If it'll make you happy.
Try it.
Unbelievable! The little lady on the first try does what the big bruiser couldn't do.
Just a lucky pitch, Jack.
Oh, and modest, too. Cheer up, son. Your girlfriend won a teddy for you.
Jack, let's do it.
I'm sorry, I want three more balls. Right?
Oh, good. That's the spirit. Here you go. Strike one. Strike two. Strike three.
What you doing? Wouldn't it be easier if you just use a juicer?
Standing around all morning asking questions or do some work around here.
Oh, if you don't mind me saying so, you seem like fully aggroed.
I am like fully aggroed, whatever that is.
Easy, do you know that Vicky can throw a baseball better than me?
No.
And her father thinks that I'm not good enough for her. And you know something, Easy? I think he's right.
Oh, come on, Jack. You know, I once had the same problem as you. I thought I'd found the girl of my dreams. She was a sand hog queen at Zuma Beach. Long, blonde hair, deep blue eyes. But I felt totally in fear, like I didn't belong on the same beach with her. So I decided to prove that I was good enough for her.
Really? What'd you do?
Nothing. She dumped me before I had the chance.
Thanks for the help.
Well, there you are, Jack.
Oh, hi.
You left so early, I didn't get a chance to talk to you this morning.
Well, I just had to go to the market.
Morning, EZ.
Morning, Vicky. How's the pitching arm?
You want to set up the bread, please, EZ?
Yeah.
Jack, about last night.
Oh, yeah, the carnival. Listen, I'm sorry. I was so stupid. I mean, it's just that dumb guy at in the booth made me crazy. I went berserk.
Then you weren't mad at me?
No. I wasn't mad. No, are you kidding? Come here. Come here. Is that mad?
No. I gotta run. Oh, don't forget. Tom and Marcy are coming over this afternoon for drinks.
Is it this afternoon?
Mm-hmm. They'll be here around 3.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I'll make some hors d'oeuvres.
Okay, thanks. See you later.
Yeah. Bye. Easy, you're gonna have to look after things around here for me. I gotta go to the library.
For hors d'oeuvres?
Those friends of Vicky's that are coming over, the guy used to be Vicky's history professor in college.
So?
Well, I don't want to make a fool out of myself. I want to look good, so I'm going to do some reading and be prepared.
What's he going to do? Give you a test?
Jack?
Yeah?
How are the hors d'oeuvres coming?
Almost finished.
Oh, good. Oh, they're here. Hi, Marcy.
Hi,
Tom.
How are you?
Come on in. Sit down. You look great.
You too.
It's so good to see you again.
Yes, it's been too long.
Hello.
This is Jack. Jack, this is Marcy and Tom.
Marcy, hi.
Nice to meet you, Jack.
Hey, sit down, please. Sit down. So, Tom, Vicky tells me you teach history.
That's right.
Well, like Caesar said after he conquered Gaul in 52 BC, history is the truest record of man's immortality.
Caesar said that.
Yes, he did. I think it was in his salad days, if you want to know.
That's very good.
Jack, would you bring out the wine, please?
The wine, sure. Isn't it interesting the role that alcoholic beverages have played throughout history? Take the Whiskey Rebellion of 1794, for example.
The wine.
The Wine Rebellion?
There you go.
You didn't tell us Jack was a history buff.
I didn't know. So, Tom, working hard as always?
Well, you know me.
Don't believe him. He spent all last night watching the Rams play New England on Monday Night Football.
Well, it was a great game. Those Patriots were something else.
They certainly were. Paul Revere, Patrick Kidney Rody has given me death, Henry Sandman, and my personal favorite.
Jack, we were talking about football.
Football. Oh, football. Oh, sorry. Here you go. Yeah, football. You know, that reminds me of the assassination of Tsar Alexander II.
What?
Well, you know, I mean, when that revolutionary tossed that grenade, you want to talk about your long bombs?
Jack, why do you keep bringing up ancient history?
Not ancient, Vicky. Very contemporary. And that was the turning point in Russian history.
You didn't know that, did you?
I did.
Excuse me. So, you're a student of Russian history.
Well, no, I don't like to boast.
Let me ask you something, Jack.
Sure.
What psychological forces do you think shaped Alexander's concern for the condition of the Russian serf?
Surf? I didn't even know they had beaches in Russia.
That's very funny. Seriously, Jack.
Seriously.
What do you think Alexander was so concerned with the peasant class?
You know, some hors d'oeuvres. I forgot the rest of the hors d'oeuvres. Hang on a second. But that's a very penetrating question. Let me think about that for half a mo.
Alexander and the surf.
Yeah, Tom? Listen, in answer to your question, as I seem to recall, Tsar Alexander thought that by freeing the serfs, that would be the first step in, towards a total, complete social and political modernization of Russia.
True, but why do you suppose he waited so long?
What? Why are you, well... You know what's, that's, because of the war with Mexico.
What war with Mexico?
The one, only, I was just testing you to see if you were listening.
Excuse me, I'll help him with the rest of the hors d'oeuvres.
Well, Tom, if you take into account the prevailing attitudes...
I should have known. I should have seen it last night.
Seen what?
First I get a raise, and then I beat Jack at tactical trivia, and then I beat him in the baseball throw.
That's three strikes. He's out.
Daddy, please.
Sorry.
No wonder he put on that act in front of my friends. He must have felt he wasn't good at anything.
Well, at least he knows his limitations.
Did you come here to help or to make wisecracks?
Can I do both?
No. Daddy, I'm really worried about Jack. It's after dark. Where can he be?
Know-it-alls. They think they're so smart. So I don't know anything about history. Big deal. Who cares about Tsar Alexander II anyway?
The serfs.
Yeah, they waited hundreds of years for a czar like him. Those landlords really had those poor peasants under their thumbs. But when the Polish landed proprietors presented their petition to Alexander, whole new ball game. You see, he formed these committees to improve the condition of the peasants, which wasn't easy, because he had the conservative aristocrats on one side, the radicals on the other, not to mention the church. But don't look so surprised. No, the church was very influential. Now, those 19th century Russian monarchs may have had absolute power, but... works every time.
Daddy, I'm really worried now. Jack's been gone for hours. Maybe we should call the police.
And tell them what? That Jack's run away from home?
This is Easy.
Is he back yet?
Not yet, Vicky.
Thanks.
Jack, where have you been? In the park down the block where even the bums know more than me. More than I. You know, you
better tell Vicky you're here, man. She's real worried.
Stop worrying, Victoria. It's just a matter of wounded pride. He'll come back.
And then what?
Well, then that's up to you. You've got to make Jack feel like he's the man of the house, that you need him. Do whatever you can to build up his ego.
Oh, Daddy, I don't want to play games with Jack.
Well, what are you going to do?
I think I'll water my plants.
How will that help?
It makes me feel better.
Oh, well, all right. You need me, just call.
Thanks.
Jack, where have you been?
Out.
Before you go in, I want to tell you something.
You've said enough, Mr. Bradford. Good night.
Jack!
Jack, is that you?
Yeah. What are you doing out there?
Watering my plants. Jack, help!
Nice try, Vicky. It won't work.
Jack,
yeah, right. And then I come over and rescue you, and I feel like a big hero, right?
Jack, please!
Please? You're not even a good actress. That wasn't bad. And another thing, don't patronize me, all right? I don't need my ego built up, Vicky. Vicky? Oh, my God, Vicky! Vicky!
Looking for someone?
Vicky fell off the fire escape!
Get down off there! Down! Jack Tripper, I have had it up to here. So I'm good at my job. Would you like it better if I just sat around the house all day and did nothing?
No,
so I've got a head on my shoulders. Would you love me more if I were dumb?
No.
Make up your mind. Do you want a somebody or a nobody?
I want you.
Just the way I am?
Just the way you are.
And I want you. Just the way you are.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, Jack, will you do me a favor?
What?
Stop putting yourself down.
Okay, you gotta do me a favor.
Anything.
Take a shower, you'll smell better.
Okay.
Right this way.
Was videotaped in front of a studio audience.
A young female houseguest goes gaga for Jack. Three's Company, next on Deja Vu.